Hey, this is Max Rebus from Say Anything, and you're listening to Sound Session.
Hey, what's going on? This is Michael with another episode of Sound Sessions.
Hey, Michael, this is Kevin, as always.
Kevin, great to see you, man. Hey, so on May 5th, you're going to be able to see the band Say Anything live at the Concord Music Hall here in Chicago. And on the phone, we have the one and only Max Bemis. Max, what's going on, man?
Hi, not much.
Where are you?
Afternoon.
Yes, sir. Where are you at right now?
I live in Texas, a small town called Tyler,
mm-hmm.
Tyler, Texas. So I'm at home. I've been home for a little bit, and then me and my wife are leaving for like 4 months all together because she's in a band that's run on tour called I Breathe. And then I'm, doing my Say Anything tour right after. So us and our kids are like basically doing a 4 month extended sort of tour with a little break in the middle. So it's kind of cool.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
Max, I kind of wanted to get into, listening to the discography of Say Anything, the sound changes. We just listened to your cover of Me Without You's Torches, and song, first of all. How did that come about, the kind of co-covers there?
Like in terms of collaboration, whether that's like singing together on stage or, covering each other's songs. So, these days I think especially it's important to, make it, special outside of the fact that it's just a show. Especially because we're really close friends with Me Without You, and we love each other's music. So, that was actually a really effortless. So, I did that song basically from memory and nice. Changed the lyrics a little bit.
Right on, right on. I see that a lot with your group. You often go on tours with guys that you're very close to. I mean, I saw you with Saves the Day a few years ago.
Yeah.
And could you explain?
Awesome. Yeah, it's true.
You and Chris have such a great bond. What is it about this collaboration that you find so appealing with music? I mean, with Saves the Day and now Bayside.
Me, it's a series of collaborations, really, and that's what it's always been. Because the lineup, even when there was like a solid lineup, it fluctuated pretty rapidly. I mean, and it's not in a bad way. I'm friends with 99% of the people who were in Say Anything, and sometimes I go back and collaborate with someone I hadn't done in a while, and there's producers I've come back to do another record, mm-hmm. 5-10 years later. There's been people who've been in the band, who left the band, who come back to play on a record. So all kind of, and then there's, of course, all these people who I just admire their work, and I get, because they're just in the band and I'm not, great at everything in music, I can stand to learn a lot. Music made by one person is great sometimes, but for me it becomes a little boring, and I want to, refresh it with other people's perspectives and talent. So I kind of also use it to, as a little music nerd, to get to, imprint some of my favorite people's stuff onto my own stuff. Everyone who appears on Say Anything record is who I admire, and I love to listen to their music too. So that's half the reason, is just to get to hear their work on my work sort of enmeshed.
Yeah, I love what you're doing with these collaborations and everything. It really brings a whole new girth to the music. Yeah, Kevin, isn't it always so good to just create this kind of sense of family when you're playing with bands,
especially when you're traveling all throughout the country with these bands you love? You got to have a sense of community and a sense of family.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and there really is one. I really do feel it's weird. I do think about it. How connected everything is, you know, sometimes not in a good way, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, mostly in a good way, but just how all the bands I've toured with and known since I was young, and I wasn't one of those kids who grew up going to, like, you know, hardcore shows in Long Island, and everyone from all these punk bands, you know, like, early on, like, I was sort of secluded in Los Angeles, which, like, doesn't really have much of a scene, or did that at the time, and, you know, I moved out east, and even then, I was just in college, and just by a bunch of weird twists of fate, you know, I ended up sort of in this close musical community with all these people, but now it's like having bacon game or something where it's like, you know, we're connected to like all these bands, and some of them I'm friends with or I love or admire their band, and I feel really proud to like be in the same sentence or the same era or in the same sort of musical family tree as some of these bands, most of, you know, all of them.
Yeah. Max, I wanted to, and you know, hopefully you're comfortable speaking to this. I wanted to kind of talk about your bipolar and the importance of mental health. I know it's, you've had your struggles,
yeah,
but it seems like you're doing well. How important has it been in your life and I guess into the band's existence?
You know, I think it's important for anyone, you know, and I think that, you know, my particular thing is like a really easy to find chemical imbalance. You know, it's like,
right,
it's almost like people say it's harder, but in reality, because I got help super quickly, you know, it was just, you know, as much as I'm kind of known for because of talking about it, trying to be active and supporting the community and everything, it really was the darkest struggles with it when it comes to like the actual bipolar and mania was only between like 19 and 21, 22. So only, but there's people who suffer from it who go years without treatment or never even hear of the word bipolar, or not necessarily hear the word, but were never associated with it. So, and then you've got normal people who may not be on the normal people. Then you get people who don't necessarily have an exact deficiency,
right,
in terms of genetics and you know, that kind of stuff, chemical stuff in their brain, but still have to deal with the basis of existence and depression can set in. So I think it's just an important thing altogether to remove stigma for everyone to be okay with.
Absolutely.
Feeling kind of crazy, you know, sometimes. And, you know, and if you're bipolar or if you're any of those things, obviously that's even more important because you've got to make sure you go to a doctor and you got to make sure that, you know, you get the right treatment. Because, I mean, that saved my life for sure. You know, so I do think it's really important. And, that a lot of our music is about addressing that, you know, even when you live in, like, a normal life or a normal society, like, we're all flawed. We all need help.
Yeah.
You know, it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really, I find it really important that you know, the music community has someone like you who could speak on this, because I'm sure a lot of people go through these same exact things every single day. So what kind of response have you gotten from the people who come to your shows and speak to you? Like, have you been, you must be changing lives. I mean, it's really important that you're sending this message.
I say yes only because I've been told it so blatantly, you know, by a lot of people, and I happen to have certain platforms where I interact really closely with fans. One of them's Twitter. I really do pay attention to my Twitter, and I have a really cool sort of, you know, I was thinking about the other day, and like, we're one of those bands where we have a lot of followers on Twitter, but not so many that there's people who don't like our band who follow us. Because that's when you know you're big and really, really successful, is when there's like a lot of people who don't even like your band who follow you just to like, you know, like, I imagine One Direction has a lot of like people who just didn't even like One Direction. But
really
just people who enjoy our music, you know, so I'm able to see every day people say things like that, and it's amazing. I mean, it's a pick-me-up at any given time of the day to know that I mean, just one. If I made music and one person ever heard of it, and if it was that person, then that's just doing so much good in the world. So I feel really lucky and privileged to be able to help more than one person, on a larger scale. It really just makes, art's fun. Art is
sure.
fun. Art is something in and of itself, and that's just like a second, gratification, is to know that you're doing something good in life. It's not necessarily why everyone gets into art. It was kind of why I got into art, but partially also just because I write songs. So it's kind of a nice bonus,
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to reach out to Max, you can reach him out at say anything MUZ on his Twitter.
Yeah, and mine is Max Venus. And I actually, I tend to be more active on my own purple Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, so Max, I noticed a really cool quote when I looked up your music. On the 2016 album, I Don't Think It Is, you were referenced as the emo Kanye West, which was really interesting. You've changed your sound a little bit. Your vocals have really grown over the last few years. Why this new kind of like rougher sound on your albums? And are we going to be hearing some of this on the new on the new tour?
Yeah, of course. A lot of what I do is influenced by, not just hip hop, but almost theater, First of all, our music comes from hardcore and punk rock, where most of it is shouted. But that's less the inspiration and more so the fact that I loved hip hop. It was one of the first types of music that really got me in, that I got really early on in life, when we were actually buying my own CDs and tapes. And then mostly it's just because it's like dialogue for me. Being able to talk in my own voice is kind of like, I'm really influenced by like Larry David and Robert Klein and Woody Allen, these Jewish comedians who, it's their acting, it's their delivery. And there's only so much you can do in music with that before it starts to turn into like full, Broadway, and I'm okay with that, and I've done that on our earlier stuff, but at the same time, there were points recently and I was just wanting to say stuff, without having to attach a melody to it, and there's something to that, too, and it's being able to just shout along to the lyrics without having to be able to say. It's like chanting or something, or back in the day, way back in the day when it was like you just chant in like tribal times, So I have liked that, but definitely on the next record, there's gonna be a lot more singing. But I definitely have enjoyed it for the past, on this last record, it was something that was really fun to do. Especially given the production of it, which was trying to emulate people like Kanye.
Nice. Right on, right on.
So Max, when you guys come to Chicago, I mean, I'm sure you've been here so many times, or is there anything on your list that you have to just, all right, I'm in Chicago, I gotta go here and get a burger, or I gotta go here and, get a beer or whatever, anything like that?
It used to be certain comic book shops, because I'm like a big comic. Huge comic nerd.
Awesome.
And Chicago likes to be a comic shop. But now I just look forward to Chicago because there's so much stuff. You'll be in a city and it'll be a major city, but in reality, some of the major cities, you get placed in a certain area and there's not really anything cool. But Chicago, sort of like New York, Los Angeles doesn't count. Like New York, is one of those places where you can get dropped, be anywhere in the city and walk a block and there's some kind of cool stuff. Five cab, and then you're like cool restaurants and interesting stores and stuff like that. So I I have really good experiences with it. I also just like it aesthetically, and I like the weather, and it just has it. I love Chicago. I love the vibe. It's just a place I like walking out on the street and knowing I'm in Chicago. So it's less so for me now, like, you know, a certain place specifically that I like to go.
Yeah.
And more so like this feeling like, oh, I'm in Chicago. Because, you know, after all these years on the road, these places become like little homes.
Mm-hmm.
And you like come back to the home and you're like, oh, here I am back in Chicago. And it's like, I'm losing a warm feeling. It always, you know, reminds me of good times and stuff. So.
Yeah, and you can see Max on May 5th at the Concord Music Hall with his band Say Anything, co-headlining with Bayside and Reggie and the Full Effect, Hot Rod Circuit. Oh, Kevin, this is like the best show this summer.
Great lineup.
I can't even explain it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Well, Max, we usually end the show with... Yeah, absolutely. You know, we usually end the show with just like a word of advice to the guy who's sitting, or the guy or girl who's sitting in their basement or their garage, just wanting to, you know, become that musician. What word can you give to those people who are listening to the interview now, who are sitting in the suburbs of Chicago or in Texas and who want to reach that dream? What do you got to say to those guys?
I would say, like, boldly trust yourself, like, to the extent that it may be off-putting at times. To your own sense of what's good and your own sense of what other people think. You know, like, always go past that and do something interesting and something individual that may be slightly scary to do, rather than what's safe.
Yeah, that's some great words of advice. And that's, again, Max Bemis of Say Anything. Max, thank you so much for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
No problem. Thank you.
If I die and go to hell real soon, it will appear to me as this room. And for eternity, I'd lay in bed in my boxers half stone with a pillow under my head.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.